Christmas banquet on a cold night in January, and there'll be fun, food, and fellowship for everyone that read their Bible through. Brother Greg, would you pray for us, please?
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for an empty tomb.
Yes.
A place we can worship. We thank you for freedom for worship. We thank you, Lord, that one day every knee will bow and we come to confess that you are Lord. And we can go a step further and say we can confess you as Lord, but also as Savior. We're so thankful this morning. Thank you for this class. Thank you for the preaching time. Thank you for the revival that was here last week. Yes. It is on this week.
Yeah.
And amen. Thank you. Now, what book are we in? John's correct. What chapter? What was it? How about 10? 10's right. What verse? How about 16? That's right. John 10:16. Open your collection of reliable historical documents that were written down by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses and record supernatural events in fulfillment of specific prophecies and came from God and not from man.
Right.
Number 16, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. See, we're not the first ones that got in on this. And the preacher has adequately explained this on Wednesday night. You should have been there. But let's look at it a little bit more here. Them also I must bring. They shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Let's look at right, John 11, just over one page in my Bible. John 11, 51 and 52. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for a nation, for that nation. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. See, there's one body. What I do affects the body in Italy, affects the body in Africa. What they do affects me. There's one body. One body. And by the way, this body's made up of whosoever will. Whosoever will can get in on it. You can get in on it this morning if you want to. Romans 1:16. It's free.
Yes.
It's the only thing, it wasn't free to him. No, it's free to us. Romans 1:16, we see another picture. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. That's the key right there. That's how. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. One body, whosoever will. 1 Corinthians 12, 13. 1 Corinthians 12, 13. Dennis jumped on me last week. I read the wrong verse. I said John 15, and I read 14. But that's just, I make mistakes every week. Every week. The other day, I was crossing up the Sabbath and Sunday. And that's not right. Let's see. That's 1 Corinthians 12, 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. See, all there is in the whole wide world is Jews or Gentiles. You're one or the other. One or the other, if you look at it right. And it still comes back to whosoever will. And Ephesians 2, we're not trying to take everything from the preacher, but he's been down through here, this road, on Wednesday night. But it's a good road. Let's look at it again. Ephesians 2:11, we're talking about other sheep.
Yeah.
He said, I have other sheep. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh. That's all of us as far as I know. We could have a Jewish visitor. As far as I know, we're all Gentile dogs. in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, uncircumcised dogs, but that which is called the circumcision. The Jews called us uncircumcised dogs. In the flesh, made with hands. That's how it is in the flesh. That at that time, you were without Christ. You remember that? That's why our memories aren't very precious. Without Christ. Being alien from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise. Having no hope and without God in the world. You remember that? But now, how about this? You remember this now? You remember when you saw the light? But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. You can come in near as you want to this morning now, for He is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Have you made peace with God? Do you have the peace of God? Have you accepted this? Have you received Him? And that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through Him we both, we'll talk about other sheep, for through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Yeah, now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners. You can start getting excited now if you want. Yeah. But fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Verse 17, John 10, 17. Therefore doth my Father love me, because, this is red letters, it's the Lord Jesus talking, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. Sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung. The great physician is near right now. Let's look at it in Isaiah 53. He's here. Hallelujah. He is here. You can touch Him. You can touch Him this morning. He might touch you. Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He looked like a regular Jew. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He didn't have any. He was bruised for our iniquities. He didn't have any. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The most wicked thing Brother Rick can do is go his own way. Go his, hold your finger right there. We're coming back. John 10:18. John 10:18. Who killed Jesus anyway? Let's read verse 17 again for that question. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, I laid that I might take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have, this is red letters, Jesus talked, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now back to Isaiah 53:7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, and he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the why? For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. The Lord hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He saw us. God did it so the bride could get in. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He could have called 10,000 angels. He didn't have to go to the cross. The Lord spared us, but he didn't spare his son.
Right.
He didn't spare his son. Who killed Jesus anyway? It wasn't the Jew. It wasn't those Roman soldiers. It wasn't the Sanhedrin. It wasn't the nails that held him to the cross. It wasn't the nails. It wasn't Pilate that killed him. It was no man. It was no spear. It was the Father. We saw it pleased the Father. He was never more kingly than when he was on the cross. He called it the hour of his glory. He said, my glory has not yet come. It's not my time yet. The whole purpose was the cross. He was born to die. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Actually, the truth is, Rome was on trial. They failed, by the way. Pilate was the one on trial. And he made the wrong decision, by the way. And Israel was on trial.
Yes, sir.
We were on trial. We were the ones on trial. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, I failed. I was guilty.
Amen.
I'm guilty. I was guilty. Again, Wednesday, not last, maybe the Wednesday before, the preacher so adequately described and appropriately described how the church got born on the cross. Just like Adam's bride came out of his side and there was blood spilled. The Lord Jesus on the cross, the church was born out of his side. It started with the blood. You got to get under the blood. Then he was buried for 3 days, and on the third day he rose again. 3 days, one gospel. 3 days, one gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection. The church started on the cross out of the side of Christ. Today's the proof. Today's the proof. God knew he was going to raise from dead, but today man gets to see it. And that's the proof. The church was born on the cross. On the cross. Now, it was in full bloom 3 days later. Now, I've got an illustration here. I'll go ahead and tell you the illustration's not true. I hate to do this. I hate to say what if. I stay away from it. Suppose in Sunday school, I stay away from suppose and what if. We just try to go with the truth. But I'm going to try this, see if it'll fly. But you know, they tell those worldly jokes about they die and go, and there's St. Peter standing and quizzing. Well, that's not how it happens. But let's suppose it was. I don't know if it's St. Peter. It might be the Sanhedrin. It might be the district superintendent. I don't know who's standing there. Those other people might not be there. St. Peter's there, so maybe we'll go with him. And what about that thief on the cross? First one to show up. The church just got born. The first convert. Are you King James only?
Yeah. Come on. Amen.
Yeah. I am. Amen.
Yeah. Come on.
Talking to the thief. I don't know. Can you explain the doctrine of election? I don't know. What school did you go to? Did you ever hear the word denomination? How about camp? What camp are you in? Anyone ever talk to you about getting a haircut? Do you have anything besides those bell bottoms? You're not dressed. Hey, did you get sprinkled or were you immersed? Which one was it, thief? I'll tell you what, I'm going to go get my supervisor. This is an unusual case right here. Why are you here? The man in the middle told me I could come with you. Now that part is true. That part is true. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. You know why I'm here this morning?
Yeah.
The man in the middle told me I could go with him. Matter of fact, he said he'd go with me. He'd go with me. The man in the middle is the only answer, the only right answer. Verse 19, John 10, 19, and again. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. You see it back in 9, chapter 9, verse 16. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. Here in verse 19, they're divided again. Some believed, some received, some rejected, and some scoffed. Some scoffed. Verse 20, and many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Religionists are cruel. They're just like kids. Fatty, two before. Four eyes. What's the matter with you? The Lord Jesus Christ was criticized and crucified.
Yeah.
Verse 21. Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? That's the camp I'm in right there. I'm going to go with those that believe. He's not just of God. He is God. Some defended him. Some defended him for his words and for his works. There were sheep and goats both present. Starting verse 22, the Lord Jesus Christ declares his deity down through here most of the chapter. That it says he's equal with God. And it was, let me read it one more time, 21. Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Oh no, Jesus did because he's God. It's the only time it ever happened in human history. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. This is the fourth greatest feast, and it's winter, the Feast of Dedication, 24 and 25. Then came the Jews round about him and said to him, how long dost thou make us doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. And Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. See, what more could he say? He done told them over and over and over again for 10 chapters now. And they refused to believe. They refused to see. They refused to understand. It's on purpose. It's on purpose. They're not just doubters, but they pretend like it's his fault for not giving enough information. They're unwilling to believe reality. They imagine something else other than reality. It's going around. You'll see it every once in a while. But there was plenty of evidence. Look in John 3:2, some evidence. It was running around everywhere, and others were telling about the evidence. Nicodemus tells about it here in John 3:2. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know They know. So we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with thee. They knew. They knew. They on purpose didn't want to believe. Chapter 5, verse 36. They said they knew. 5:36, but I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. That's why he did what he did. That's why he made blind eyes see, crippled legs walk. That's why he said, peace be still. That's how he could walk on the water, because he was God. He was proving over and over again that he was God. We have a Bible now. We have a Bible now. Chapter 7, verse 31. And many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? No, he is Christ. He am he. Yeah. He am he. 9:33. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. But he is God. Acts 2:22. He had told them over and over and over again. He told me over and over and over again. But I was slow learner. Acts 2:22. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God. Not just state approved, not federal approved, but God approved. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you. How was he approved? By miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. There was plenty of evidence. They didn't want it. They were blind on purpose, willingly blind. Unbelief in verse 26, John 10:26. But ye believe not, because ye are not my sheep, as I said unto you. Unbelief is evidence that it's not sheep. That I'm not, if I don't believe, I'm not a sheep. If I don't believe, I'm not a sheep. You see it in verse 2, chapter 10, verse 2. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd. But to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. This is it. Notice that singular in there. You see that in 8:47. 8:47. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. It's that simple. My own personal favorite is chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Any questions on that? It's pretty simple, really. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28, and I give unto them eternal life. I didn't work for it. I didn't earn it. I don't deserve it. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And 29, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. The hands are a picture of eternal security. And these that are listening, the sheep understand that. The sheep understand it. Obedience is the brand of ownership. Right. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. That's why you're here this morning. You came to follow, or maybe learn how to follow closer and nearer. That's what sheep do. That's why you're here. For the first 20 years of a man's life, his mother asks, where are you going? For the next 40 years, his wife asks, where you been? Yeah. Then at the funeral, everyone wonders, where is he? Yeah. Where'd he go? Yeah. Verse 30, I and my Father are one. Maybe that's my favorite. red letters. I and my Father are one. Eternal security of the believer. I believe in eternal security of the believer and the insecurity of the unbeliever. Or maybe the make-believer. They won't be secure. Now, you might not like this. It's hard preaching. But sheep are stupid. I hate to tell y'all this. And I are one. Sheep are stupid. And someone must watch over them all the time. Aren't you glad He sees us everywhere we go? Aren't you glad, so glad? I'm so glad He sees me in the closet. I'm glad He sees me in the basement. I'm glad He sees me outside. I'm glad He sees me at home. I need a lot of help. I'm glad He sees me here. I'm glad He sees me in town. I'm glad He sees me on the job. Sheep are slow. I do everything slow. I eat slow. I move slow. I drive slow. I do everything slow. I tried to teach Ryan Love, driver's ed. I said, you got to drive like an old man. Drive like an old man. Do everything slow. Didn't work too great for Emma. Worked for Ryan. He caught it. He got a hold of it. A sheep don't have any defense. There's no way. They can't defend themselves. They're defenseless. I'm so thankful for someone. Someone that watches over me every minute. Every minute. If a sheep is safe, it's not because he's clever.
Right. That's right.
It's because there's someone watching over him, and he has a wonderful shepherd. Eternal security is not pride, not bragging on me. It's bragging on Him, that good shepherd that's watching over me. Sheep hear His voice and know it. Others don't. The goats don't. They don't. 31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone Him. See it in 8:59. Chapter 8, verse 59 was once. Then they took up stones to cast at Him. But Jesus hid Himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. And then we see it here again and again. The Jews took up stones again to stone Him. Verse 32. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? He never harmed anyone. Never. Never. All He did was feed the hungry, clothe the naked, heal the sick. He went about doing good. See, most of the time I just go about. He healed the sick, opened eyes and ears, raised the dead. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews therefore answered, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. Because thou, being a man, makest thyself God. They understood. They didn't kill Him for what He did, but because of who He said He was. They could not take God being in their midst.
Right.
They had to get rid of Him. See, every once in a while, really a lot of times, I just need to forget what I think I know. I just need to forget what I think I know many times. Many times. Between the unworthy and Himself, there's infinite distance. Infinite in math, you can't measure. There's no answer. Go that way as far as you can go, and go that way as far as you can go, and that's how much distance there is between me and Him. We should have never that gulf should have never been crossed. It was vast. It was vast. There's no way I could have crossed it. Between the unworthy and Himself is infinite distance. 34, Jesus answered them, it is it not written in your law? that I said you're gods. And if he called them little g gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am, capital I am, red letters, the Son of God. So he got that from, he was always quoting scripture, Psalm 82:6. I can't really explain it, I'm just going to read over it real fast. Psalm 82:6, it said, I said, you're gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. If you read the whole psalm, it becomes a little bit clearer. But don't miss the part about the scripture cannot be broken. The one singular scripture, capital S. The scripture cannot be broken. 37. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. Got the mighty works, all the mighty miracles going on. 38. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I am Him. They understood and they proved that they did not know God. They asked for plain talk and He gave it. 39 again. Therefore they sought again to take Him, but He escaped out of their hand. They're against Him. They refused to reason. Isaiah 1, 18. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. There's plenty of evidence. I saw a new one for me the other day. I learned that termites, all that wood they eat up, they can't use it. There's a bacteria inside them that uses it, and then they get the good out of it later. Which one evolved first? The bacteria or the termite? Let's go back to John 10:39. Therefore, they sought again to take Him, but He escaped out of their hand. Verse 40. And went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John was first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him. They're not all unbelievers. Many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. He abode all winter from December to Easter, 3 or 4 months, and many miracles. But these took John at his word. I think that's just what I'm going to do. Go ahead and take John at his word. Got your little poem on there. It's nothing to do with God or the Bible. But anyway, The Purist by Ogden Nash. I give you now Professor Twist, a conscientious scientist. Trustees exclaimed, he never bungles. So they sent him off to different distant jungles, camped on a tropic riverside. One day he missed his loving bride. He said she had the guide, informed him later, been eaten by an alligator. Professor Twist could not but smile. He said, you mean a crocodile? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you we can have a good time because of you. In Jesus' name, amen.